Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting second. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fern Bell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Barres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Bowman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dizzy Dean. And now, play ball. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn bunts towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Dean covering, for the out. Wehner moves to third. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is walked intentionally. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Barres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barres hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Gallen goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Dean reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brubaker. Dean scores. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Gallen scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Swift now pitching. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seur is 0-for-1 in the game. Seur hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Handley reaches second base with a double. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 0-for-1 in the game. Barras is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Handley scores. Swift goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Rizzo hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Gleason reaches third base with a triple. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 2 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Handley bunts towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 0 for 2 in the game. Barras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gleason bunts for an out with unknown description. Herman moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 3 in the game. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brubaker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brubaker. Dean moves to third. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brubaker bunts towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 3 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. Brubaker moves to third. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Ray Barres. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Bill Swift. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.